You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior guard Chelsea McDonald of Oglethorpe University. And Chelsea, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, no problem.
Chelsea, last year Oglethorpe 11-16, 4-10 in SCAC play. Just talk about what your team learned as you guys went through last season.
Well, last season was definitely a learning experience for everybody, as far as players and coaches alike go. We only had 8 returning players, I believe, come back with us this year. And then we were joined by, 4 more players. So we have 13 players this year. Last year, I mean, everyone knew that it was going to be, a rebuilding year because, we had so many people graduate. But I don't think it was as extreme as it actually turned out to be. We definitely hit some milestones throughout the season. We had a lot of rough patches, and a lot of the players keep referring to last year as a really bad season. But all of us are keeping our heads forward and looking towards this year because last year's in the past, and hopefully we can just turn out and do better this year.
Now, last year you guys had a really young team that got a lot of minutes with young players. Just talk about how this year's team will benefit from the experience, freshmen become sophomores, sophomores, juniors, etc.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last year the freshmen were exposed to, the college-level game, which is definitely more, it's a faster pace as well as more physical, than a high school game, and obviously it's longer. But another thing that comes along with it is they just weren't, used to the conference. We have, the strong competitors, DePaul, Trinity, all of them, they weren't used to the high competition that, SCAC offers, because our conference is very competitive. And now that they've been introduced to every single team in the conference as well as, some of the out-of-conference teams that we did play last year, it just gives them some experience under their belt. We have our post returner, Sarah Giles. She's improved tremendously over the summer. She's, her fundamentals have just increased. Honestly, you wouldn't even recognize her. So, it's so promising to see that, the younger players are definitely starting to step up, and their just intensity is just so much more than they were last year. And I think it is the experience that they gained from last year.
Chelsea, as a senior on this team, how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader? And also, have you felt a sense of urgency knowing this is your last go-around in college basketball?
Well, as far as the leader goes, we only have 4 upperclassmen, and one, honestly, is just a transfer who's a junior. And so the 3 left are me, Morgan Lockery, and Kelly Reeves, and the 3 of us, Katie Weeks also. We all have really, delegated the responsibilities of leading the team. We definitely don't look at it as we have one leader on the team, the seniors are the leader or whatever. It's honestly, every day at practice, there's always someone different, stepping up. So, as far as the leader goes, I definitely try to provide, my experiences, because I have been here for 4 years, obviously, but I've been to the top with Oglethorpe, and I've also been to the bottom with last year, and the top being my freshman year, when we went to the Final Four. So, honestly, I'm just trying to give insight to every player, the experiences that I've gained as my career has gone through at Oglethorpe. And the sense of urgency, it is my last year, but I'm just trying to take it one day at a time because I don't want to push through and be like, oh, I can't wait till, conference starts and get all that done because I don't want to wish my season away. So, I want to win conference this year, I definitely want to be at the top. I want to beat DePaul. I want to beat Trinity, because, that's what we practice for. We practice to beat them, so it's definitely a fun time.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen so far from the team in preseason as you guys are preparing for the season?
Our team camaraderie, the way that our team plays together, it's just, last year we had, our rough patches, we had some problems amongst teammates or whatever. I won't go into detail about that, but like this year, the team, everyone gets along, and you know, there's, you know, the new players have stepped up. You know, sometimes it's hard to transition from going playing from one team to another, you know, and getting the feel of how your teammates react and, you know, their favorite shooting spots or whatever. But, like, this team has really come together, and surprisingly, we have not had any problems at all. Everyone works hard in practice, and, you know, everyone just gets along and just really knows how to play well together. There's not one specific group of girls that play better together than another. Every person that Coach Patel throws in, you know, just gets right into the mix, and there's no letdown of anything.
Last season as a junior, Chelsea, you averaged 6 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Talk about ways that you've worked hard in the offseason to improve as a player.
Well, definitely my rebounding. I'm definitely trying to crash the boards more. I'm going to be playing a little bit more physical game this year, so I'm hoping to, you know, get the ball down low and, you know, take it up and get fouled, because I'm not sure how many free throws I shot last year, but, you know, that definitely needs to improve, especially, you know, Coach Patel looking at me to be a more physical down low player. So I'm looking to, you know, do my role as a team, which, you know, is different than most girls on the team, because it's going to change to every team that we play, but you know, I'm definitely going to be looking to, you know, distribute as well as take it myself.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined by senior guard Chelsea McDonald of Oglethorpe University. And Chelsea, just talk about the challenges the SCAC presents and, you know, the difficulty of navigating through the conference schedule and what makes this league so competitive.
You know, the travel is definitely kind of hard, you know, especially for the newer girls, you know, because we do go all the way up to Colorado. We go to Indiana, Texas. So the SCAC does offer, you know, it's hard to keep up with your schoolwork or whatever while traveling to these places. It's definitely just the players in it and the coaches, you know. A lot of the schools like Center and DePaul, they play an up-paced game, you know, and they do have powerhouses down or DePaul has powerhouses down low, and, you know, Center has guards that are you know, you got to play them for the shot and the drive. They're just, Center has a good ball team from, you know, DePaul and Trinity. But it's so competitive because every team wants it. And, you know, the coaches throughout the conference, you know, they're, you know, the best, I think, in my personal opinion. I think that, you know, they're amazing coaches. So just the way that they coach their players to get after it. I mean, our conference is definitely a get after it league, and every team, you know, offers a different strategy towards winning the bowl game, you know, whether it's slowing it down or speeding it up. I think most teams in our conference are definitely faster paced than most teams in Division III, so I feel like that is, you know, a really strong point of our conference.
Talk about what our listeners can expect to see from a Coach Ron Satel-led basketball team.
They can expect to see a get after it ball club. You know, we definitely have the athletic girls this year to press all the teams. So most teams can expect pressure on ball. You know, quick outlets. You know, we're going to be looking for fast breaks. You know, that's what we're driven to look for. So you know, most teams are definitely going to be needing to look for stopping our fast break, and, you know, we're going to pressure the ball, so they need to be ready.
Last year, Oglethorpe led the league in block shots with 5.8 per game. You know, a lot of it starts with, you know, 6'2 Sarah Giles down low. Just talk about what she brings to the team in terms of her inside presence.
Oh, her inside presence is, you know, we can always count, you know, our perimeter players, you know, if they do get beat on a drive, we always can count on Giles to step up and be there for us. Her inside presence, you know, is definitely a, you know, it's very, very, it makes us confident as players, you know, to know that she's back there and she's got our back, you know. So, with her, I mean, there was one game she had a triple-double. I'm not sure who it was against, but I just feel as a personal, like, as a player, with her behind my back, I feel like, you know, there's no one getting in our paint. So,
finally,
definitely attribute to our team.
You know, finally, Chelsea, just talk about the goals this team has set for the 2010-11 season. You know, what are two or three things that you and Coach Sattell are really working hard at in terms of getting better and ready for the season to start?
As far as goals, we want to win conference. We want to go to the big dance. Because we didn't get to go last year. It was my first year that I didn't get to go. It's very sad not to get to go. So our goals are definitely, you know, to win conference. And we want to be on top of this conference. We want to compete with the superior teams of the conference. So that's definitely some of our goals. And we're really, really looking to be known for our defense. You know, practice is all about defense. We're really looking to pressure the ball. We want to be known for when people come into our gym or we come to their gym, for them to know that they're about to have to play a very physical and fast-paced game, and that's what we want.
A native of Rome, Georgia, senior guard Chelsea McDonald of Oglethorpe University. Again, the Peachels open up their 2010-11 campaign November 16th on the road, a crosstown rival, Emory. Chelsea, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move through your senior season.
All right, no problem. Thank you.